Share by the Hanukkah Masiba 2018 from Harav Asher Wagshel Shlita.
I'd like to thank Rabbi Silman and Ravidson for hosting the Hanukkah party, the Masiba. Everything is very good. Everything is delicious, and we thank the Ravidson for hosting the Hanukkah Masiba. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis, in the Sugya of Hanukkah, the Gemara discusses the whole episode.
Over yet. So you have to say that part again.
I want to thank the Rebbe. Asher's not over yet.
We'd like to thank the Rebbe and...
One more time.
We'd like to thank the Rebbe and the Rastilman folks. The Gemara in Shabbos and Chavalat and Beis in the Sugi of Chanukah discusses over there that when the Yavanim came into the Heichal, the Gelosh of the Gemara is Ritzimu Kol Hashmanim, and then after the Hiskarbus of the Chashmonoim on the Yavanim, they were looking for oil to light. They weren't able to find any oil that wasn't that didn't come Tomei from the Yavanim until finally they found Pach Echad that was sealed and signed with the signature of the King Gadol. And with that, they lit. It was supposed to last one night, and then it lasted eight. And the Farshim ask in many nuances in the Gemara, Befrat, first of all, the Lashon of the Gemara is Timu Kol Hashmanim. It wasn't Shat that they came into the Beis HaMikdash, and once they were there, so they were messing around with everything, and it happened to be that the oil they made Tomei. Rather, they came in with an agenda. It was Timu Kol Hashmanim, not Nitmu, that's what happened. There was Timu Kol Hashmanim, they went in, the davka, not to pour out the oil so they wouldn't have with what to light, rather take the oil and make a tomei. Why, of all the loida in the Beis HaMikdash, were they after davka, the lighting of the neiros, to make the oil tomei? And secondly, lo shemanu l'irinu, we never find that there's an inyan that the Kohen Gadol has to sign, has to seal away the pach hashemen for the menorah. So where did this pach come from, and why was it put away? The Gemara in Tzarita says over a story that one year when Yerichan Kohen Gadol came into the Beis HaMikdash L'chaim L'flim on Yom Kippur to do the Avodah, Hashem came to B'Nevuah and he related to him, he told him the entire story of the next Hanukkah. He told him the Gzeiros that would happen, he told him about the Netzachon. The Be'ez Rebbe asks that Tosfos Yeshonim in Rosh Hashanah, over there he's Mechalek, he explains two Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He explains the Midah of Chesed, and the Midah, his name is Rachum and Chanan. He said Rachum is the mercy Hashem shows before his Torah. Meshing and Chanan is the mercy Hashem shows by the Torah itself. And Kenny asks, why do we say on Hanukkah and benching in Tefillah, we say V'atav Rachamecha Harabim, Amadad Lehem Be'is Terasim. The feed, the Tosfos Yeshonim, it should be not a lashon of Rachum, which is mercy before the Torah. Rather, it should be Chanan. And he explains because, based on the Gemara we quoted from Satan, that already many years before the next Hanukkah, Hashem came to Yerichan Kohen Gadol and he told him everything that would happen. So already many years before, Hashem had in play, the Rachman was there. The Yeshua was created, the Refuah Kodim L'Makom, many years beforehand, he already had created the Yeshua to be there. But mainly we put the Dagesh on Hanukkah, which is the Yontif of the Ur Metecha Choshech. We put the Dagesh on the fact that it's V'at V'rachamecha Rabbi Amad V'chem V'yisrasam. That already many years beforehand, even though the Choshech, the Taish of Choshech, as the Major says, is Yavan, and the Choshech was there, and the Eden, it looked like everything was Takadark. But it's not pshat that a new light came within the darkness. Rather, that light was a rachmim, which is many years beforehand, and therefore we daf to say a lashon which seemingly doesn't fit, but in order to bring out the point, there's ra'atav rachamecha rabim. That already many years beforehand, many years before each tzar, the Yeshua was in place, the Baruch Hashem was there. The Rekeach points out that from the time we opened up Sefer Bereishis until Parashat we learned yesterday, Parashat V'yeshev, everything was always very clear. Any machlokes we had, Kain and Hevel, Avim and Light, Yaakov and Esav, it was always very clear exactly which side we stood on. In Parashas Vayishev is the first time we have Machlokes Yosef and the rest of the Shvatim. Yosef, Yosef the Tzaddik, the Schus of the Young, was split, Meshaking the rest of the Shvatim, the rest of the Shvatim. And all of them, it's called Yaakov Mitoseh Shlema. All of them are written on the Cheshem Eifer. It's the first time in the Torah that the Yidden were thrown into what seems to be Cheshev. And therefore he says, if you look through the entire Parashas Vayishev, every single pasuk starts with the letters Vav Yod. Because the entire parasha is the Vachinus Vai. And the whole thing is Oy Vey, the Yidden experience goes for the first time. With the exception of 8 Pesukim. The 8 Pesukim out of the entire parasha, which don't start with Vav Yod, symbolizing Mila Hanitim Rishmoyna. One of the nuances of Bris Mila, David brings out, David Melech, when he's standing Arum Vesem Echatz, and he's feeling that in the Merchatz, he can't do any mitzvahs. He has that Nino Cheshach. He doesn't know how to connect to the Rebbeinu Shalom in his Amatzev. Until Pitam, he realizes, he realized that he still has the Ispis Kodesh, he has that whatever Matzev he is, even when he cannot do mitzvahs because of the Matzev he's standing in, he still has that ability to connect to the Rebbeinu Shalom through the fact that Chokuk al Basaroi is the Ris Kodesh, but Mila, he still has that ability to connect to Hashem. The Yavanim, one of the main Xeris was, of the three, was on Bris Mila. Why? Because the Indian was, we're going to crush you, we're going to make sure that you write on the Keren Hashor in the Chemchele Pekel Yisrael. So my first point out, the why the Keren Hashor? Because in the olden days, that was the bottle. They wanted to grain into the children, a young age, in the Chemchele Pekel Yisrael, to put them in a point where they mamish all they feel is the darkness, and they won't even have what David was able to feel, the Sosamika and the Sefer Kwaitz Shalarov. They won't even have that Oisbris Kwaitz and the Bris Milam to get them out of the darkness to realize that whatever matzah they're in, they still have the Milam. But, of course, the Hashimoyim, who were scoured upon that, bring in the Yeshua. Yechim Kamdwadal gets this Nebuah, and he understands that if the Burnish is telling me of the Nes Chanukah many years beforehand, it must be significant. And therefore, says the Kol Vayin Esmim Dalid, he says the Yechim Kangol therefore takes this Pach Shemen, he signs it, he puts it away, that this way he could do whatever he can at that time, even though it's not much, he could put away that Pach Shemen, and this way, why then it's Sachan will have with the light? Why did the Yavanu go dafk against the oil? The Rav Shetzer Rebbe in Parshas Be'Loisko explains that the Kavona of Aaron, when he lit the Neris, Hashem told him was, in Sefer Yetzirah it says, just like there's 7 days in the week, so too there's 7 sha'arim to nefesh ha'adam, which are all found on a person's head. His eyes, his 2 eyes, his 2 nostrils, his 2 ears, and his mouth. And he explains that through lighting the menorah, the 7 branches of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, that's meshpia, the eiris tomb, the 7 sha'arim b'nefesh ha'adam, the meila helping him, each person with his egin avodah, to be meshpia, the eiris from the menorah, to the nefesh ha'adam, to help him be mustavik and serve b'ir oilam karoi. The Jikavir and the Rimanov, they both explain that the pasuk in Mishlei says Chatzuvel Amud Hashevo, that the Torah is split up into 7 parts, but Leis is split up into 2, which is 7. The meaning of the Oiris, the 7 branches of Menorah, they get their Yonik, their Or from the Torah, the 7 Sifri Torah. The meaning is sending that Oiris to the 7 Sha'ar and B'nefesh Adam, helping a person being a Mashpia on a person, helping him serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with these 7 sha'arim, with his nefesh. The Mila, the Yavonim, realizing this, understood, if they're going to take down Klal Yisrael, they have to infiltrate from within. If they make the oil tamei, the Mila, what they bring Mashpia through the menorah to Klal Yisrael, is that tumah, and that's the only way to be able to take them down. Of course, the Yavonim were ultimately defeated, and the outcome was that they found one path, and that path, instead of lighting for 1 night, did for 8. Symbolizing the Chochmah above the 7 Sha'arim, the Chochmah, which is above the 7 Sha'arim, the Mela lit for 8 nights, the 8 nights of Hanukkah. The Jikar Rebbe explains that the bracha we make on the Menorah, Lahad Lik Ner Hanukkah, is the Gematria of the 7 Sha'arim. Lahad Lik Ner Hanukkah is the Gematria, 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 nostrils, and the mouth. Symbolizing.
I understand.
Ayin times 2.
Ten,
oh, that's nine. What you mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ayin is nine. Vimispar is not straight. He's explaining. explaining, as Sefer says, that the main status of Torah were given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Hanukkah, symbolizing that through the earth, Torah, which is learned on Hanukkah, when a person lights the menorah, he also has that ability to mishpia through the lights of the menorah, also to mishpia to the Nefesh HaAdam, the seven Shalom Nefesh HaAdam, helping him in his Avodah throughout the entire year to bring the Aur into the Choshech to help him with Islamic to Majayla.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's get a summary print out of this.
Tomorrow 9:30, we'll start the show.